John Holmes, Clinton Yates, Israel Gutierrez, Bill Plaschke. The NBA still hammering out the format. It's the first word. A call with general managers yesterday. Half voted to go straight to the playoffs. Over half voted to reseed the playoffs 1-16. About 75% voted in favor of a play-in tournament. 25% voted in favor of a group stage format. All this reported by Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Israel Gutierrez, around the horn to you. That's a whole lot of spitballing, not a lot of basketballing just yet. What does it all tell you?
I mean, it tells me that there needs to be someone making a decisive, making the choice here and being a leader, and that is Adam Silver. You know, when all these other teams are basically looking out for their own best interests, as you would assume they would, right? And they're 50% here, 50% there, then somebody needs to come in and make that choice. And obviously Adam Silver needs to be that person. And I think what's becoming clear here is the primary goal isn't to get cute with a lot of the changes in the playoffs or make everybody happy. It's to do this as efficiently as possible. And to me, that means eliminating any sort of extra teams. I say you go straight to the playoffs. If you anger a couple of teams that were, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans of the world, that's a fire you can put out rather quickly. If you just go with what's somewhat familiar, I say start in the playoffs. If you want to change it, change the 1-16, forget East and West, and do that. This would be the time to do it. But outside of that, that's the way I think we should go.
Bill Plaschke, your read on this?
I'll be that leader, Izzy, and you're wrong. They need to replicate. If they're going to open up the going to this dome and going to this system, they need to at least replicate the end of the season as much as they can. Bring in 20 teams, do it the group, like a World Cup group stage. You can have a few games, decide the seedings, make it fair. It's so easy for you to dismiss New Orleans like, oh, they're nothing. They'll complain, but they'll go away. This is for history. And if you're going to, again, if you're going to try to do this, do it right. Do it so at least the teams at the bottom have at least one last shot to make the playoffs, then start the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Clinton Yates?
Yeah, but the reason why we want to do this is not about the teams at the bottom that want to have a shot in. I think it's about the teams at the top and what's going to be considered fair competition. If you goof up the playoff format, all of a sudden people are going to be saying that rings are tainted or whatever the case may be. The cool thing about the NBA playoffs is that it's the best tournament as is. If they could have voted to just keep it and get it done, as Izzy said, I don't have a problem with that. To me, it's a competition thing, and if you can keep it as close to what it should be normally, then you've got the right thing. Get this bad boy over with. Getting goofy with it just for the sake of it. Innovation isn't always just because
it is at Disney World, so I guess you're getting goofy with it no matter what. But Bill Plaschke, I'm intrigued by your plan here. You want 20 teams? Is that what you said? Why not all teams?
Well, because I think 20 teams is, if you look at it, that's who's close to making the playoffs. And Clinton's talking about, well, you just start the playoffs now. Well, that's losing the integrity of the regular season. You can at least save some of that integrity. And those teams, you said those teams should go right to the playoffs. They may have lost the last couple of weeks. You got to give every team, those teams in close, a chance.
Israel Gutierrez, the last word.
There's enough distance in the standings between the playoff teams and those other teams. And if you talk about history, Bill, what is the history of the 8th seed in the NBA playoffs? It's not very good. It's certainly not champion-level good. So if we are writing history here, history tells us the number 1 or 2 seeds are going to win it all anyway.
It seems hard to tell the Dallas Mavericks, who are a 7 seed, right? I think I last looked. That they're going to have to play their way in by playing against the Pelicans or the Trailblazers,
whoever. But they would have to do that anyway.
When they were so many games. Anyway. Well, they were so many games clear of those teams, though. They were closer to the 3 seed than they were to the 8 seed, the 9 seed. We've been horned. We'll move on. And we talk Major League Baseball. Actually, let's make it Minor League Baseball. What it might look like tomorrow. It might not be here tomorrow. Cuts. Over 100 yesterday, more coming. The number could be over 1,000, Jeff Passan reported. Clinton, around the horn to you. Is the pandemic ending this minor league season? Or is the desire to save money and reset a system that wasn't working for owners' liking ending this season?
It's a healthy portion of both, and that's mainly my big problem, is that they're using one to justify the other in this situation, and that to me comes across as slimy. Overall, though, I just don't understand the look that the MLB owners are going for here. If you decimate your developmental system, what you're getting at the top from a quality standpoint goes down. I simply don't understand how you can say that you're in the best interest of baseball, never mind the league, if you're cutting down opportunities for people to play. It does not make sense, and I think that the public is going to figure that out after a while. I've got minor leaguers hitting me up, asking me what I think about their job prospects, because that's how out there they are in terms of guidance they've gotten from their teams. That's a problem. If the game is going to survive, it has to survive at all levels on up of professional baseball, not just the top flight.
Bill Plaschke, do you see this as the pandemic ending a minor league season, or do you see this as something else?
I see it as the owners ending the minor league season. For one thing, they can pay these guys. It costs them about $1 million per organization to pay them through August when the minor league season ends. Number two, they're gutting the minor leagues, which is the lifeblood of baseball. It's like the owners don't even want to have a season. I heard some passing say something about that. I believe that. And that's a shameful. It's just all on the baseball owners. Bad for baseball.
And Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, it seems like they're forcing this streamline because Rob Manfred reportedly wanted, about 40 of the affiliates taken away, contracted, and this is probably going to happen when they end up coming back around. But it's just the sobering reality of it, where there's some guys who, might have gotten cut anyway before this season started, but even more of them who their career might be over, and they just didn't even know it until just now because eventually it will be streamlined. So it's just one of those sad situations, and I'm sure the major leaguers won't be happy about it, and it won't make their negotiations.
Well, I wanted to ask about this, the tie between the minor leagues and the major leagues. Do you think this, Clinton, will have any effect on the negotiation for the Major League Baseball restart?
I do. I think that you're possibly looking at killing the major league season because of how this is going to affect the minor leaguers. Listen. This can work. There is a world in which you can contract some of the minor league teams and still allow independent league teams and still have your affiliate system. But the way it looks now is as if they don't care about anybody that's not in Major League Baseball. And that overall is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Bill Plaschke, sorry to give you the bad news right now. We're going straight to showdown. Clinton Yates and Israel Gutierrez, here we go. DeAndre Hopkins on with Jalen and Jacoby. Called himself the best receiver in football and said it. If he had Drew Brees his whole career, like his buddy Michael Thomas, or Matt Ryan, like his buddy Julio Jones, things would be different. Israel, is Hopkins making a point or making excuses?
I'm sort of leaning toward Hopkins here making a point because in 2017, he led the league in touchdowns, had like almost 1,400 yards, and I think T.J. Yates and Tom Savage started 10 of those games. And in the last 2 years, his yards per reception has gone down with Deshaun Watson in there, so maybe he just wanted to change the scenery altogether.
Clint Yates?
If he wanted to change his scenery, he could have been a little bit more positive about it, and I think that's what he was trying to do, but it came across weird. We all know DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in the game. The numbers show it, and he hasn't had the quarterbacks. He wants to be with Kyler Murray. I think that's a good idea, but I don't think the numbers are going to go up. He's great as is. Come on, we know that.
I think Israel got to it, though. You look at the quarterbacks he's played with. Israel named a few. It's unbelievable point, Gutierrez. We'll move on. Time for another showdown, though, Clinton. Here it is, Lamar Jackson. John Harbaugh saying the next step for Lamar is to improve the deep ball. He was 22nd in downfield passing last year. Clinton, is Harbaugh making a point, or is he putting his MVP quarterback kind of on the spot here?
I think he's making a point, but I don't know how necessary it is. They might have gotten snake bit by his inability to hit the deep ball in the playoffs, but overall, Lamar's accuracy is something that's been tremendous. We know how good he is.
Yeah, I think he can win a Super Bowl if he doesn't improve on the deep ball anymore. However, that is the way to make this offense completely unstoppable. Make everybody live, make those edges super fast down the field, make defenses fall apart.
If I was a coach who had a quarterback who had 500 yards of total offense in his last playoff game and a defense that let up 200 yards rushing the running back, I'd be feeling pretty good about my quarterback right now. Point Gutierrez, FaceTime Israel Gutierrez.
Thank you, Tony. Well, Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey doesn't always say the right things, right? So recently he was on a Facebook chat and said that the restart would probably give his team a better chance of winning the championship, which, even though his reasoning didn't seem to make much sense, why would you say that at all? It's like not only putting an asterisk on the season, but rubber stamping it, bronzing that thing if you win this way. Why would you say that, Daryl?
Oh, yeah? You don't think he's right?
Doesn't make any sense?
I mean,
he's right.
I think the season is completely wide open now, and he and a lot of other teams should feel pretty good about themselves.
I don't trust the Rockets.
Whenever we restart, whatever format they choose,
he's
of the 17 they're weighing right now. That's it for basketball. That's it for us. Back to SportsCenter.